The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Oh, yes, it is. And the Carr Firearms Group is fighting for America and our freedoms. Carr executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for our liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their amazing line of weapons at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm Carr. Check out also their iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons and also auto ordnance. Legendary, historic weapons like the M1, like the Tommy gun, and, yeah, the venerable 1911. Go to KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. All right, it's time to check in with the man who is at the center of all things Trump, attorney to the president. He's senior advisor to the president. We just call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, are you there?
I'm right here, and it's an honor to be with you in the audience.
All right, let's have some fun. We can't have President Trump on today, but we've got you. But we've got to play a cut from his chat with my old colleague at Fox, Sean Hannity, about the people who think they have a chance against the 45th president. Let's play cut 4 from the president.
Let's talk about, I guess we're up to 9 people after next week.
That's a good thing, isn't it? I think pretty good. But I don't think it matters. I don't know why people are doing it. They're at 1%. Some are at 0. I hear Chris Christie's coming in. He was at 6% in New Jersey, which is, I love New Jersey, but 6% approval rating in New Jersey. What's the purpose? And he's polling at 0. And others are... I call him Ada Hutchinson. I don't call him Asa. I call him Ada Hutchinson. I gave him a little name for some reason, for certain reasons. But this guy, nobody knows who the hell he is. Never good. And some, it's fine, but I don't understand what they're doing. Now, maybe there's something wrong, but when you're at 1% or less, 1%, it says 1% with an arrow pointing left. There's one guy who's at 0 with an arrow pointing left. That means he's at less than 0. So it is what it is. I really go after the one who's second.
I just saw a clip on Fox, Baron, where Asa Hutchinson is saying, it's a really good sign that President Trump is talking about me, not if he's saying nobody's heard of you. I mean, you've worked on so many campaigns. Help me out here, Boris. What are these people thinking? People like Christie, Asa, are they just egos out of control? Is it a book deal? What is it?
You got it right there, my friend. It's a combination. Egos out of control, book deal, consulting deals for the lawyers. Maybe they pick up a couple of clients. That's what it is. Get their name out there. Get their name ID up. Get the brand rolling a little bit. And then people think of them. Then when the word president and their name is in the same sentence, it makes them feel good. And then they can go and market it. The bottom line here is this. President Trump leads Ron DeSantis by 50 points on the economy nationally and in the early states. President Trump leads Ron by 28 on the economy in the state of Florida. Let me say that again. President Trump leads Florida governor on the economy by 28 in the state of Florida. This primary, in quotes, has become an annihilation. Why? Because the American people and the Republican Party and the MAGA movement want President Trump back in office as soon as humanly possible. And when they see the disaster that is Joe Biden, when they see the absolute despicable state our country is, that as President Trump spoke about, they don't want some untested alternative. They want the person who was the most successful president in modern American history, and they want him back in office as soon as possible, and that's President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it's just galling to me that somebody who's standing at 0.8% is actually giving interviews about their chances. All right, let's talk about the man who is between 20 and 40 points behind the president. Look, I know the head, he's a friend of ours, of yours and mine, the head of strategic communications for the president. When I saw this clip, I thought our friend had made this. I thought this was a deep fake AI, but it isn't. It is the most embarrassing thing. This is the governor of Florida being asked a very simple question. How do you pronounce your last name? Cut one, play cut.
There's been some confusion over your last name and the pronunciation, and I'm just wondering, to correct the record, what is it?
Oh, this is ridiculous, these stupid things. Listen, the way to pronounce my last name, Winner.
I don't know what to say. Is that for real, Baron?
It's real. Just like Rob, as they call going crazy on the reporter yesterday. Are you blind? Something's going on. The Florida governor has been exposed in a way that's so debilitating. And really one of the worst falls for a politician, I think, in American history in a lot of ways. I mean, if you look back, yes, you don't have to go back decades, somebody like Eagleton, to think about a politician who's been so absolutely clearly disassembled by the spotlight. From everything, from his terrible trip abroad, where nobody wanted to meet with him in the UK, from the fact that he's unable to answer questions, unable to engage with the audience. And look at President Trump yesterday. He literally had a press conference for the people in Iowa.
Yeah.
They could ask anything they wanted. Whereas the Florida governor is afraid to talk to anybody. So it's been quite disastrous for him, and I think it's going to continue that way. And the American people are seeing the contrast between somebody who's really just a basic old-school in-pocket politician in the Florida governor and President Trump, who's a historic, multi-generational figure.
We opened the show with only one of two senators we allow on the show, the great Marsha Blackburn. We asked her why she voted no for the debt deal that adds $4 trillion to our national debt. We haven't heard from the Trump camp, from Mar-a-Lago. What's the president's take, or what do we think about this deal that actually gives the Democrats no limit even past the next election?
Well, President Trump spoke about it pretty extensively actually yesterday in Iowa. I think he was, pretty clear that he would have, held out a bit longer potentially. But his goal is he's going to get back in there and he's going to solve this quickly and permanently. That's what we need to do. We need the right president in office. We need President Trump back and controlling this runaway spending, back and getting our country under control, because we are in absolute terrible shape, and our debt is no doubt a big part of it.
Now, we had Rich Barris, one of the few pollsters I actually believe, on my Newsmax show last week, and he had some fascinating figures, Boris, on how the white suburban women are coming back in support of President Trump. If you were talking to those who are now considering, who maybe don't see themselves as political, but understand what's happened to America in the last 2 years, what would you say to that constituency in America?
Just look at the contrast. Compare your life, your personal life, the life of your kids, the life of your parents, the life of your significant other, your life, compare that to 4 years ago. Were you better off then or are you better now?
Yeah.
And nobody logical is going to say that we as a country or any individual truly. Because even if somehow you made more money, you still have to live in areas that are unsafe. We still have a flood of illegal immigrants into this country. Gas prices are up. And morale is down. Morale is down. This country was strutting under President Trump, and it is not now. And if you look at the international situation with a terrible festering war in Eastern Europe, the dominance of China across the world, Joe Biden has put us in a horrific position, one of the worst positions this country has ever been in. And we need the broadest shoulder to get out of it, and that's President Donald Trump.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yeah, perhaps it's the thing you can't measure on polls. It's the intangible, the ineffable. But that word you used, Boris, is so key. It's the sense of morale. How do you feel? You know, in military terms, it's the esprit de corps. How do Americans feel about their country? And they just know. Compare the last 2 years to the prior 4 years. And as you said, it's what Ronald Reagan asked when faced with the choice between Carter and Governor Reagan. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago or not?
Right.
Follow this man, BorisEP.com, Boris_Epstein, Boris Epstein on all social media, senior advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign and attorney to the 45th president, and God willing, the 47th president of the United States. Give him our best, Boris. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Make sure you never miss any of our long-form interviews with the true newsmakers, the real experts. Go and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcast, the Salem Podcast Network, Stitcher. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you support President Trump, if you've had it with the deep state, check out our incredibly popular I Stand With 45 flag and mug. And don't forget, it's Pride Month. We're all LGBTQ here. Get your LGBTQ shirt. This one stands for Let's Get Biden to Quit. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
What is the effect of the support you give to the prison fellowship program, to the children that go to a Christian summer camp who've lost a mother or father, who are incarcerated? Well, just listen to one of the ladies who spoke to the grandmother of one of the children that you supported.
They dropped their child off at the beginning of the week. Child was super hesitant, just didn't know if they wanted to go to camp. And by the end of the week, when mom comes back to pick them up, they're crying because they don't want to go home because they had so much fun. And we hear, I think it was a grandmother, she said, this was the first time that my child went to sleep without the sounds of gunshot at night.
The first time my child went to sleep without gunshots? Without the sound of that outside, 50 people shot in Chicago last weekend. This is a blessed thing you do. Please support these children. It's $200 per child per summer camp. You could literally be saving a life. Call in your donation, 888-206-2794, or just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner at the very top, or call 888-206-2794. God bless every single one of you. We were about to send out a search and rescue squad. He'd been away for so long, but he's back. He's real. He exists. He's not an AI meme. He's the vice president of the Heritage Foundation. On deck, Jim Carafano. Welcome back. It's been a minute.
It was. I was in Europe, actually a couple of times, all over Western Europe. And as you can imagine, a lot of Ukraine, a lot of Russia, a lot of China,
yep.
A lot of energy policy, a lot of who's going to be the next president of the United States is really, really interesting, worthwhile. Europe is important to the United States. It really is. It is in many ways our backyard. Nobody says, let's say the Chinese are at the front door. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to lock the front door and leave the back door wide open.
Right.
And you know what's interesting is, and not a lot of discussion on this, is the rise of the center-right in Europe, the people that are done with woke, they're done with green, that in many ways, if you sat in there, you would feel more comfortable talking to them if you were from Florida or Texas than you were for somebody from San Francisco.
So the conservatives are rising?
Well, look at Spain, for example, where we're going to see, in all likelihood, a conservative government for the first time in a long time, throughout the liberals. Finland's...
Italy?
Finland. Well, just go down the road. Finland, yeah. Norway, Czech Republic, Poland, conservative government's going to, in all likelihood, come back. Romania, strong. Italy, solid. Greek, just returned to center-right government. Spain. Portugal, just... kicked Huawei out of Portugal.
Wow!
So I think Europe is, and not just like, you know, on the issues that we care about, energy, the social stuff, the woke stuff, the need for countries to stand up, rearm, defend themselves, family policy.
Are they going to have babies, Jim?
Well, this is the really really interesting issue, which is actually going to come here, which is this. This notion of demographics, right? Are we gonna grow our societies, right, and our families, and have policies that support that or not? This is an emerging issue in Europe. This is going to be the next big thing in the U.S. You know, the fight now about life and abortion. The next big fight we're going to have is about: do we want to grow American families?
Now here's the kind of the sticking point for me on this issue. That Europe has a big problem with this. They're right. Nowhere near 2.1 replacement rate. Here, it's a little bit better. In the developed world, it's the best, okay? Right. But that's not a big deal. But as conservatives, and Heritage is the conservative mothership, are we really about to go rah-rah for government promoting child policies in families, or should it be a non-government function? Because we're on the side of what? Smaller government, big citizen. Well, how do we walk that line?
Well, I think it's about what are the obstacles that we remove to family formation. You know, for example, in Hungary, which has been very forward-leaning on this, where if you actually look, they're actually having demographic impact.
They are, but they're giving government intervention.
And they're saying we're spending about 6% of GDP on this. Which sounds like, whoa. But if you look at what we spend on social policies in the United States, on welfare, on you can't say, well, we shouldn't have government. We already have government intervention. We are spending way over 6%, and we are delivering worse outcomes.
So it's cheaper to have, like, because in Hungary, I think if you have three kids or four kids,
you don't pay
any tax. The woman pays no taxes, right? So it's cheaper on the long run to have government intervention for more children because it saves us on the back end with everything else that we provide in terms of safety nets and whatever else.
Well, when we have to be honest about the data.
Yeah.
And what the data says very clearly is that children that are raised in a family are more productive, they are better educated.
More successful.
They're happier.
Yeah.
I mean, all this is just, we can't pretend and lie and say that that's not true. Human families produce better humans. This is, obviously, yeah, there are orphans that grow up fine. We get all that. But when you look across the,
when you look at
the social science data, families are important to a healthy society, and they're worth preserving. Now, is there a discussion to be had about what's the right balance there? What's the right role of government? Clearly, I think taking the obstacles that government puts in the way of family formation, stopping government from promoting the destruction of families.
That would be a good start.
So here's one that just came out today. Do you know that the U.S. government has a program. We're spending $30 million to send people to Brazil to educate people on transgenderism, right?
That's Catholic Brazil.
That's part of a multi-billion-dollar program on the part of the U.S. government to export a gender policy, which, whatever you think about, who cares about people, but the note is, what is that promoting other than a political agenda? Yeah. Is it creating human flourishing? Is it creating better is it pushing a political agenda which is only there for one purpose? It's not there to make the world safer for people who want to make different gender choices. It's there to destroy the political system and secure political power.
And also, in most cases, piss off the host nation government in whose country you are.
And you know what pro-family policies are for? To grow families.
Yeah. All right. I never thought I'd get that answer from somebody at the Heritage Foundation. I'm going to have to rethink my attitude to government intervention. But he makes a pretty good argument. That's why he's the vice president. Joined today, it's the conservative mothership, heritage.org. Follow him at JJ Carafano on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Follow us as well. We're everywhere that matters. Just plug in my name, Seb Gorka, or Sebastian Gorka, on all the platforms that matter. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can even watch us on your television through your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices, or just get the Salem News Channel app. And I have a brand new article published today on what's really going on in Moscow, the split between the Wagner Group and Shoigu, the Minister of Defense. It's called Putin's Praetorians. Go to my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word. It's strange. sebastiangorka.substack.com. We'll be back with Jim after these messages. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
No violence, no hate speech. Just happy warriors on America First.
Happy warriors, warriors who are armed and dangerous. Why? Because it makes for a polite society. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. They're fighting for America, and their executives stand with us here at America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for our liberty. Please check out their amazing website, kahr.com. I carry a 9mm Carr every day, but they also own the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons, plus the historic Auto Ordnance line, which includes the M1, the Tommy Gun, and the venerable 1911. Check them out today, kahr.com, kahr.com. Published this morning on my website, my Substack, is my piece on the internal war between various factions inside the Kremlin and around the Wagner Group, especially concerning the Bakhmut War, the Battle of Bakhmut. Jim has been traveling in Europe numerous times in the last few weeks. What is the sentiment? Because, you know, Ukraine, people were worrying, we're going to forget about it, we're not going to support them, Russia will just grind them down. Where's the thinking now?
Europe's all in for Ukraine. And I think optimistic about Ukraine's future.
Really?
So this summit's coming up in Vilnius, right? The NATO summit, right? And the big issues are NATO membership, EU membership, security assistance for Ukraine so it can defend itself long-term, and reconstruction. NATO membership, not going to happen. There's just not consensus for that. I mean, and look, you can't add a country to NATO while they're actually in the middle of a war. EU membership, that's way off. What they're going to do is commit to providing security assistance long-term to Ukraine so the Ukrainians can defend their territory. And they're going to assist in Ukrainian reconstruction so the country is thriving and prosperous and not a basket case.
What about the territories that are under Russian control?
I think nobody knows the answer to that, right? Here's the line I've been using, which is, look, Ukraine has already won the war, but only Russia can decide when the war will end.
That's
because
good.
The Russians can, look, it doesn't matter how much, the Ukrainians could take out every inch of territory up to the border. The Russians can always go back into Russia, rearm, refuel, get some 12-year-olds, and send them over to get killed again.
Right.
So only Putin can decide when the fighting stops. But the Ukrainians have already, and I think the Europeans, the Ukrainians have already said, and the reason why I said, look, they're going to do, we, the transatlantic community, not just the Europeans, are going to do this is because it's the easy path. There's no consensus on NATO membership. There's no consensus on the EU.
But supporting Ukraine in the fight.
But for the very, very simple reason that Ukraine that can defend itself and prosper blocks Russian destabilizing and threatening of the Atlantic Community in Western Europe. It blocks Chinese taking advantage of that.
Yes.
So Ukraine makes everybody's life easier. And in the end, it's going to be cheaper. Because one thing we don't talk about is, especially with Finland and Sweden coming on board to NATO, and the Russian military threat being so diminished, when we say allies need to do more, you know, and we need to focus, that bar is lower because the conventional capability of the Russians is degraded. And now the front that they face is twice as long as it was
before. Let's talk about this. The piece before at my Substack was about the significance of Finland and Sweden joining NATO. As kids of the Cold War, this is even hard to kind of internalize right now. This is a big geopolitical deal, isn't it?
Well, first of all, if Russia wanted to invade NATO, the frontier that they now face is twice as long.
Yeah. Thanks to them. Thanks to Putin.
Thanks to them, right.
Right.
And the country that you've added in Finland is not a pushover. They have the largest artillery force in the entire...
And they know how to kill Russians.
And it's larger than ours. And they can defend their... So... And think about it. You've got Finland and Sweden. The whole theater of the Baltic is out of bounds for the Russians.
Right,
they can't function there. And now there's a NATO wedge into the Arctic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's strategically disastrous.
Which is weird because Putin said that he has to invade Ukraine because NATO is threatening him, but he's caused the expansion of NATO with his aggression. He has caused it.
Yeah, and the reality is look, NATO doesn't really have the capacity to invade Russia, and there literally is zero interest. All Putin has made is it's now twice as hard for Putin to threaten Western Europe, and the idea of kind of reasserting your control of the post-Soviet space, that's just gone forever.
Right.
And this is going to help us with the Battle of China. It's diminishing China's presence and influence in Europe, makes life easier for us. It's going to allow us to focus more in the Indo-Pacific because the Europeans are going to be able to handle a lot more of the mission there. We don't need American divisions.
Yeah.
Actually, the force structure we have in Europe now from the U.S. side is probably going to be adequate for a decade.
So we have to say congratulations to Vladimir Putin for the biggest growth in NATO capabilities and border length, I think, in a very, very long time. Heritage.org is the website. The Twitter handle is JJ Carafano. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Gary from California. This is Gary's story. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That should be you. Find out today. There's only one way. It's super easy. Order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Gary, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I thank the good Lord every day that America is the freest nation on God's green earth, and we remain free because of the right to keep and bear arms. No other company in America personifies that more than the Carr Firearms Group. Their story is the American dream, and their products are absolutely second to none. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day, and they should be your source for high-quality firearms. Visit them at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. They also own the legendary Desert Eagle line and the historic Auto Ordnance line, including the Tommy Gun, the M1, and the venerable 1911. They also have the limited edition Trump 1 1911.
custom 45 with the president, with the presidential seal. I don't know if there's any left, but there's only one way to find out. I've got mine. Go to galleryofguns.com. You won't regret it. Don't you want a Trump 1 1911? You know you do. Galleryofguns.com. Punch the word Trump into the search box at galleryofguns.com. All right, let's talk to Jeff for a moment. Jeff, we never agree on movies, right? I like really good movies. You like crappy movies. But
I like movies that could actually happen in real life. You like ones that can't.
It's supposed to be fantasy, Jeff. That's the whole point. Okay, if I wanted to watch real life, I'd watch a documentary. However, I know you like organized crime movies. Have you seen any of the John Wick films?
I have not.
Oh, I thought at least you'd be cool enough to say you had. All right, my son is a huge fan. I enjoy them too. For one reason, well, Keanu's cool, but also if you're into guns, you got to watch these movies. You got to watch these movies. You got to check out the cars he drives, the guns he drives. Let's put Keanu on the screen. The John Wick firearms collection includes a very special weapon. I'm into shotguns. I like the Spaz 12. I've got a couple of them. But I think it's been updated into something very special. It's called the Gen 12. And we've got a man from the company that makes them. Cody Cohen from Genesis. Welcome to America First.
Thank you. What an honor. Thank you very much.
Right. Let's put a couple of pictures up of this very unusual weapon. Let's put a couple of photographs of it up on the screen. This is the Gen 12. Looks like an AR-15 on steroids, but you know, very futuristic, very cool. But it's got shotgun shells next to it. So let's show you how it works. This is me recently testing a version that had something in the industry we call the giggle switch. Play video.
Jake?
Yeah, that's not my trigger finger. That's actually a fully automatic shotgun. And some crazy guy appeared a few moments later with a massive magazine. I think it was like a 20-round magazine. And it worked. Let's play that. That's just crazy. I mean, shotguns usually aren't reliable anyway from a box magazine. What's the story of this gun, and how does it work so well, Cody?
The Gen 12 started its entire inspiration from Eugene Stoner. And if anybody is familiar with Eugene Stoner, a lot of his patents are commonplace in our modern-day firearms, like the AR-15, which is an Armalite 15 patent, the AR-10, and then a lesser known patent, which would have been the AR-17, which was a short recoil operated shotgun, which Eugene Stoner created. So Theodore, who is one of the founding members of Genesis Arms, and his partner, Eric DeYoung, they came together and said, could we put together an AR-17 and an AR-10, which would be two of Eugene Stoner's patents into one system? And it was all inspired after finding that a shotgun shell can fit inside the magwell of an AR-10. So the company had to come up with a...
So the AR-10 308-762 Magwell doesn't need to be enlarged to take a 12-gauge shell. That's the key.
It is. And in fact, we know with good authority that many companies have attempted to do this, but they fell short because they had to build and create their own magazine, which we have a proprietary magazine, and it is the heart that drives the gun. So performance and cycling is driven on the upper receiver being short recoil, and then the magazine is a constant feeding solution. So we really have a unicorn of shotguns. And additionally, I don't know any other company making a fully automatic suppressed 7-inch barrel magazine fed shotgun. And that is, it just makes a very unique shooting experience.
Well, the heritage is incredible from, you know, the designer of the M16, the AR-7, you name it, all the way up. The fact that I don't think you did anything special. These weren't babied firearms in the desert in Nevada. I just picked it up, slammed in a magazine, and it fired fully automatic. Tell us about the connection to Keanu and John Wick.
So that was a long process, but ultimately I was introduced to Taryn at Taryn Innovations, and then he, through him and the prop director, we were able to get our gun into the film. And there was a switch of hands on the prop director. So Rock Galati ultimately became the final hand to handle that. And he was a big fan of our shotgun. and definitely wanted to have it in the hands of Keanu for the John Wick 4.
Yeah, Terran Tactical is, of course, the team, the individuals that helped. I mean, he's already a shooter, but helped him to get to that incredible level of proficiency. If you haven't seen videos of Keanu Reeves shoot real guns in competition, I salute you, Keanu. Very, very impressive. As I said, I'm a big fan of the Spaz 12. Recently, I did a photo shoot with some of my collection, and I think if you're wearing a double-breasted suit, you should always have a Spaz 12. It just goes, you know, clothes maketh the man. We have that photograph. I do think we have that photograph. But that is not a tube-fed 12-gauge. That is not a magazine-fed 12-gauge. It's a tube-fed 12-gauge, like every other. Tell us what the purpose, apart from being a fun weapon, eventually, what should be the Gen 12's future?
So the shot shell and shotgun itself have pretty much been unchanged in its design. So, you know, the big name brands that produce shotguns and release new shotguns every year, it's a version of a previous generation with a tube underneath for the magazine. You know, Genesis Arms didn't want to do that. We wanted to bring the shotgun platform into the future, and we are glad to deliver that today. The fact that it shares the ergonomics of an AR-15 makes it easier to use. In law enforcement, one of the issues with shotguns is standardized training. Shotguns inherently are a little more complicated to operate, especially if you look at a three-gun shooter. You know, they're quad loading. They're constantly feeding that beast. And it is a manual of arms that can be kind of cumbersome for some, especially people with smaller hands or more petite people. Our gun, because it's magazine fed, it's a storage on your hip. You know, you can carry multiple magazines, and the reload is super efficient.
Yeah, whatever you think of the AR-15, if you're an AK guy, it has the best ergonomics bar none. And this guy, it's an AR on steroids. I still love my Spaz 12. Do we have that photograph? Yeah, we do. We love it. We're going to talk about Terminator next. For the next hour, we're going to review Terminator. But if you want to update your game, check out the Gen 12, GenesisArms.com, GenesisArms.com. God bless you, Cody Cohen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that's liberating. 500,000 Americans right now. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com today. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
I had to throw that Spaz 12 shotgun reference in there because we're going to review one of the most iconic movies ever. It made Arnie. Yeah, it's the Terminator, the OG. That's next up with my buddy, Mr. Reagan. You don't want to miss it. But before that, a couple of more cuts I want to share with you. Jesse Waters was on fire when it comes to Joe Biden and who he's making money for now. Cut six.
So what do you call it when a foreign power interferes in our election? Well, we used to call that election interference. Democrats used to be totally against it. They said Putin cost crooked the election. Well, now the Mexican president's on tape politicking against a Republican presidential candidate, urging Americans not to vote for him. And the media is silent. So what's the relationship here between Joe Biden and the Mexican president? Well, Joe Biden made the cartels more money than they've ever made in history. And the Mexican president, who's controlled by the cartels, interferes in our election on behalf of Biden. And Hunter got rich in Mexico when Biden was VP. I think primetime deserves a Pulitzer Prize.
You don't want a Pulitzer Prize. That's for lies and hacks. Going back to Durante in the New York Times, lying about the Holodomor. No, Stalin isn't killing anybody. Everything's great in Soviet Russia. No, you don't want Jesse. No, those things don't mean anything. But we know you're a good guy. But he's right. The cartels are richer than ever because the border's open, thanks to Biden. And now the Mexican president in a country run by the cartels is telling Americans who to vote for.
it's all corrupt as hell. Fox had a bit of a problem. They thought that they had found a DeSantis voter who's not going to vote for President Trump. They got a little surprise. Cut eight.
Julie, I'll start with you. You're a nurse, been a nurse for 20 years, and you voted for Trump twice, but now you're undecided. Why?
Well, I was hopeful that we were going to have some candidates joining the race who might give a bit more of a tempered approach. However, DeSantis is honestly losing credibility very quickly, dropping already in the polls. He's not coming across authentic with people. He's unable to speak off the cuff, and he's defensive. So, you know, if there's anything for certain at this point, I know that I'm still undecided, but a Trump administration would mean secure borders, energy independence, and a strong, favorable economic policy. So that's where I am.
Wow. Jeff, can you imagine what was happening in the IFB of the presenter in that little ear? What the producer was screaming, shut her up, shut her up.
Cut it off, cut it off. And you know what? They do this all the time. Remember they went to the diner?
Yes.
And they found, I think it was one DeSantis supporter, and there's like 15 Trump supporters in Florida, too.
Yeah, this is going to get even better. Is Fox going to exist a year from now? I don't know. Watch Newsmax. There's a guy on it with a funny accent every Sunday night. It's me, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. We got a cracker of a show coming for you this Sunday. Next up, we're going to have super fun with Mr. Reagan.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.